right, everybody. Welcome back. Here we are at Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series in the month of October. And we're on the jazz spot with this month's guest, the Vibe Doctors Jazz Project. Yes. They've been on our wish list. We're glad to have them here. And they have a brand new CD out that looks just like this. And it's called Vibe Doctors. And you got to get it. Matter of fact, we have some here. If you're listening on the internet, we'll find out where you can get your very own. And so we're going to get right to the music. And first of all, we're going to say hello, Jason Mathena.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Out there in Radio Land.
You want to introduce the band real quick?
Sure. My name is Jason Mathena. I play the vibraphone. It looks like a xylophone, but it's made of metal. It's got a pedal, acts like a piano. On the drums, laying it down for us, Owen Rockwell.
Yes, sir.
And on the bass, keeping me honest over there, so I just don't play anything I want to, Lucas Petty over there.
Lucas Petty. All right, well, we're going to get right to it. What's going to be your first selection today?
We're going to play some original tunes, all of them we found on our CD.
Great.
This first one's called Dr. Seven. It was just a weird little melody that I came up with. It's very easy. I just came up with some chord changes, actually, first, and then wrote a simple melody to it. And then it's in seven. The pulse is in seven. And for the Vibe Doctors, we just call it Dr. Seven. So here's one of our original.
Would you count out seven for our studio audience?
It's just like, instead of a tune that goes like one, two, three, four, ours goes one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, three. So it's kind of hard to dance to it because there's like a missing beat in there.
No, I'm not.
But that's okay.
All right.
But yeah, we're going to play this for you. And if you feel like dancing, go ahead. We encourage dancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this tune is called Dr. Seven. Please, a big hand for Vibe Doctors Jazz Project. Thank you. Very nice. All right. Man, I tell you what, that's just a sample of what you're going to get on the CD. I think you need to tell everybody, Jason, where they can pick this thing up.
You can get it at any of our shows that you find. It's not online yet. It'll be up there soon. Or you can go to elegantrainwreck.com.
Yes.
Elegant, that's our record label. Go get it. Elegant Train Wreck, all words spelled correctly. ElegantTrainWreck.com. You can buy our CD through our production company.
All right, sounds great. Tell me briefly, how did the group get started and what was the inspiration for the group? And everybody's pulling it on.
All right. I decided to start playing jazz a few years back and had never really gotten a chance to play with really good musicians, just played kind of here and there. Never played in a steady band with jazz anyhow. And Jason's been playing vibraphone for a while. I knew that he had developed his skills to a point that he might be interested in getting together and doing something. And we ended up playing at a dance performance as kind of like an interval thing, kind of an intermission. And we were like, wow, this is kind of fun. Let's do this again. And I knew Lucas Petty because his wife and my wife dance in a company called Front Porch Dance. And yeah, gotta shout that out for them. And so I'd seen Lucas play at I think it was Finian's with a cover band, and just took some artistic license in all the best possible ways with the tunes, and just kind of went way outside the box. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. So there we had a bass player, and we started playing the summer of 2013, and I think that's right, yeah. And first gig was at Miso down in Fondren.
No longer exists.
No longer exists. Sorry, we killed it. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. So then, shortly thereafter, Sneaky Beans invited us to play over there. A good friend Byron Knight offered to let us come basically anytime we wanted to play on their porch. And he didn't always guarantee that he could pay us anything, but he did offer, you know, coffee, beers, just come play, and we started getting a crowd. People were really into what was going on, and that was kind of the genesis.
It's just kind of built from there.
Exactly.
Well, you guys have a brand new CD out, and I was surfing on the internet the other day, jazztime.com, in the community section there. There was an excellent review of your new CD, and I want to congratulate you guys on it. I know it takes lots of hard work to do it. And we'd love to hear another selection from the CD if we can. The first one was called Dr. Seven, and
we're gonna do another original now. This is called 29. I wrote this for my fiance's 29th birthday, so I just called it 29. And that is going to actually, we like to go from one tune to the next kind of seamlessly, and we usually kind of lump them by style or mostly by keys. So this one is a ballad, and it goes into a funk tune called Dr. Funk. You heard Dr. Seven. Dr. Funk is obviously a funk tune, so we called it Dr. Funk. And so we'll go from our original 29 into Dr. Funk, and they're both on the CD. So thank you, Raphael.
Yeah. Five doctors, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you. saxophonists with piano backgrounds and put them with a 70s influenced funk bass player. This is what you get, folks. The Bob Doctors Jazz Project. How about a big hand? So you guys are playing in all the hot spots around town, and you just, everything has really been happening and moving at a pretty fast pace here in conjunction with the CD release. And I want to tell you guys congratulations. It's a cool CD, and you guys are clearly having fun doing this and making good music at the same time. So have you got another original you're going to do, or a cover? We want to tell you at this time that the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series is brought to you by Crema Design Studio. And just be sure to go to Crema Design Studio on the net and see what they can do for your internet presence. Also want to invite anyone who's interested in being a sponsor for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series to please contact Trip. And that goes as well for our jazz festival, which will be coming up in April. Right now, we're going to turn it back over to Vibe Doctor's Jazz Project. What you going to do, Jason?
We're going to do, this I think is the tune that actually made people like us. We're going to play Take Five for you. It's an old jazz standard, and of course, we don't play it anywhere near like it's supposed to be played. Well, we do, I guess. I mean, it's a five, the tune's there. And, but, you know, when we start soloing, we never play the bridge, so, you know, luckily Lucas is patient enough to lay down, like, a two-chord jam so I can play all the wrong notes on top of it. So here is Take Five.
Yeah. What you're saying is when Dave Brubeck gets treated by the jazz doctors, this is what you get. Ladies and gentlemen, how about it for the jazz doctors? The Vibe Doctors Jazz Project. Thank you. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Come on. This is Bob Doctor's Jazz Project. Thank you for being with us for this edition, the October 2015 of the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. We want to tell you we got some really great things coming up, some guests in the future. We have slated for November 15th, we've got Spectrum, one of the new jazz groups on the scene that is causing a lot of excitement. So Spectrum is scheduled to be here November 15th. We hope you'll join us. And in the future, we're going to be talking to some interesting people about jazz. Alan Hoops and Bill Richardson will be coming in and joining us. And we're going to talk about jazz and the Madison Jazz Society. And we've got a lot of other things happening. Don't forget our Christmas show. The Christmas show, our annual event, where we have guys like Barry Leach and who knows, Ezra Brown may even be in town. You never know. But watch our website for details. That's FusionCoffeeHouse.com, www.FusionCoffeeHouse.com, and click on events. If you'd like a copy of Bob Doctor's Jazz Project's new CD, we have them here for the folks in the house. You can get one here today. And you can also look up ElegantTrainWreck.com and get one online. Thanks to Tripp. And to everybody here at the Fusion Coffee House, Tim, to all the baristas, thank y'all for being here. And most of all, thank you people for being here with us, and those of you that are listening on the World Wide Web. Thank you again. Jazz Doctor's Bob Proctor for being here. Will you guys come back and see us? We hope so. Thank you so much, everybody. See you next time in November. Thanks for supporting Live Jazz. Jazz Spot, signing up.